All right. Listen, it was great to see everybody back in here. This obviously is a fun day, one of the better days of the year when we can get everybody back together and move on to the 2014 season. And so this is day one of doing that as a team. These are obviously not mandatory camps here that we're in, or practice, or whatever you want to look at them as. This is phase one of a non-mandatory workouts, and really that's what it consists of. So what you have is in phase one, you're allowed to have the players in the building for X number of hours, for X number of days, and they are allowed to lift with your strength coaches and condition with your strength coaches. The quarterbacks and the receivers are allowed to throw, and then without coaches. So there's the only coaching that takes place is in the classroom. And so those are the rules that you're given for phase one. Phase two is a little bit different, but for a couple of weeks here, we're going to be in this, in phase one. So the bulk of the work will take place with Barry in the weight room and doing various running activities. The guys seem to have great energy this morning, which was exciting. You like to see guys that are excited to get back to work and doing doing what they love to do. And so we've got a room full of those guys. Let me touch just briefly on injuries. I don't mention injuries till this point here because things happen in the off season at various times. I'm not going to go over times or when to expect these guys back or any of that. We're too close into this. But Eric Fisher, we'll start with him. He had his a shoulder surgery and also had his sports hernia that he had repaired. So he's doing very well. He's been here the whole offseason rehabbing and has made quite a bit of progress. He's doing all of his lower body work and rehabbing the shoulder, doing what he can with that part of it. Rick and Barry are working close with him on that. But, again, good progress is being made. Niall Davis did not need surgery. I know there were some things out there about him having surgery. He didn't have surgery, and he's healed and doing everything. Sanders Cummings is coming off a January surgery, but he's been cleared for all the off-season program, and he's doing well.
Sorry, what's his injury?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not gonna get into all of that. I'm gonna just I'm gonna just give you what I've got here. And Travis Kelce is progressing well and doing everything. Dez Moses, he had some toe issues and he's progressing well. James Michael Johnson, again, he had the high ankle and he's doing well there. And Demetrius Harris had the high ankle. He's doing well there. So those are the primary ones that have returned to us that have had some issues. So and we'll leave it at that. And then as time goes on here, I'll give you more specifics once we get closer to the mandatory camp and we can go through that. And I stood in front of the team like I'm standing in front of you today, and there's some new faces in there. There's some players that moved on. We're excited for the new players that we've added, and at the same time we're pulling for those guys that aren't here that helped us get this thing started last year and that have had an opportunity to move on to other teams. So with that, I'll leave the time up to you.
Were players weighed and all that stuff this morning too, coming in?
Were they what?
Were they weighed and all that?
Yeah, they go. They, you don't weigh them for you can't do all that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but they, it's not. But there were some guys that looked pretty good.
Well,
you're asking me this. I mean, you and I we're leading the heavyweights in this room, but that's all right.
Well, fitness said that's true. While Fisher's been rehabbing, has he been able to make any strength gains at all, or has it just been all rehab?
Yeah, you know what? His lower body, he's been doing very well with that. As far as working with his shoulder, he hasn't been able to do other than the rehab part of it. So.
All 73, or is there anybody?
Yeah, listen. I said this last year. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say. I'll tell you that we had a good turnout. How's that?
What are you still looking to add this offseason?
That's Dorsey's question. You know I'm happy with what we've got. You know, I like our team. The thing I told them, it probably relates to that question, is that, you know, John and his staff are going to continue to increase the competition level within the room. And I think that's important to grow as a football team. So that's why John's presented it this offseason. And the people that he's brought in, I think we'll add some competition at certain spots. And then with the addition of the draft and whatever happens with the remaining part of the free agency period and the people that you pick up, that what you're trying to do is increase the competition level.
How much did those various injuries affect Eric last year, and how important is it for him to, once he's rehabbed, keep making strength gains before the season?
Yeah, well, yeah, you want to make sure he maintains his weight. And we thought that at the end of the season he could afford to add a few pounds. So he's, you know, he's done that. He's put on another 5, which is good weight. I think when he gets full capacity with his upper body, then he'll put on another 5 or so. And that, you know, that's about an average for a lineman. You look at linemen that come in, is there, you know, from their rookie year on to their second year there, they normally add about 10 pounds on the average.
Coach, as you sat or stood in front of the team today, did you talk to them at all about what you want to get accomplished as a football team starting today?
I did, yeah. I mean, I'll keep that with the team, but yeah, no, I talked about that. I think that's important. You let them know right away. And most of the guys returning from last year, you know, they understand that. And it doesn't matter what the expectations are outside of that room. If they're not high within that room, then there's problems, right? So, and I've talked to enough of the kids this offseason to know what they feel and want. And so I think being around them today, you have a pretty good sense of that.
Andy, given the disappointment in how it ended last year, did you expect him to come back enthused and ready to go and get right back in the
game? Yeah, see, I think there are great things you can learn from that game. Young football team. I mean, what were you, second, somewhere around the second youngest team in the National Football League last year, right in that area? And, I mean, to come into a game, playoff football game, to get this great lead, that you learn right there that you've got to keep your foot on the accelerator for 4 quarters. You can't let up an inch, not against a good football team. You can't do it in the National Football League, but in particular in the playoffs. And so we can take some things out of that game that will make us better this year.
Yeah. Coach, speaking just of today, at the start of the off-season conditioning program, is that what excites you most about today, the players coming back, and then in general about football itself, what excites you just about the sport of it?
Well, yeah, a lot of these guys you haven't seen for a few months, and so you get to put your eyes on them and see if they've been working, and you get a pretty good idea. And then, you know, you give them an opportunity to get in there and get busy. But you can feel the energy. That's the best part. You can see that the guys can't wait to get started and get going, and you know, that's the part that excites you. And before we blink, I mean, like that, we're going to be in training camp. That's how this thing works. So it's important that time flies. Right? When you hit this point, time flies. And then next thing you know, you're in camp, and then you're out of camp, and you're in that first preseason, and then, boom, you're right back into the season, and you're going. So it's exciting.
Andy, I know you're still a couple weeks from getting on the field for the first time. You lost your two guys who started for you at right guard. You lost your free safety who started for you last year. How do you plan to fill those jobs, at least right now?
Yeah, I'm good with the tackle position. The guard position, we kept. I think the thing that probably isn't as obvious to people. It is to our team, but not quite as obvious to the people outside of the building here, is that we kept a load of offensive linemen on the roster, knowing that something like this could happen. Now, some of them are young guys, but knowing that something like this could happen, they were able to get some experience and now have an opportunity to compete in there. That's where we're at.
Yeah. As far as guard goes, it's obvious that at least one of those guys you feel pretty good about. You're just not.
Bodies
there. One of them will work out.
Yeah, we'll open it up and let them go. And we signed. Go ahead. Yeah, we signed a kid in the off season, and so he'll get into the mix and compete there. And then we've got some guys that we kept from, that were here with us last year. So we'll let them all get in and mix it up, and let's come up with one that we feel can step in there and go.
Who gets the first shot? Will it be Johnson, Lincoln?
Yeah, it'll probably be Rashad will get in there and do his thing.
What about free safety?
We'll see on that. Yeah, we'll see. Right now, Abdullah's, the obvious one, and deserving of that opportunity. So he'll be in there too.
How do you feel about Sanders Cummings?
Sanders will have an opportunity in there too. Yeah.
Will he be healthy enough?
He'll be healthy enough. Yeah.
To piggyback on the last two questions, learning from last year, people you've got coming back that maybe people outside the building don't know. Go back and look at that San Diego game last year. How much of that San Diego game were Johnson and Watkins and Cush and Ron Parker and all these guys who really were under the radar last year? How much did that have a factor in what decisions that were made in the offseason? Can you look at some of those guys?
Sure. No, that was a great opportunity for those guys to get experience, and for us to take a look at them against a good caliber football team. So that plays into it, sure.
What jumped out of this kind of group of guys? Who really jumped out?
Yeah, well, the guys you named are guys that I think played well. Chase Daniel had an opportunity to start for the first time in his career. That's a big thing at that position, and what a great experience that is. So.
Hey, obviously, you've spoken pretty high about Eric Berry in the past, and you mentioned the options of free safety. OTA is kind of time to experiment, try to things out. Are you going to take a look at it, mix it up a little bit, see what Berry can do with free safety at all, or is he pretty entrenched there in strong safety in his current role?
Yeah, see, to me, safeties are interchangeable, and so you got to find the right guys. And we have Eric's a Pro Bowl football player, and a very good football player that's very flexible. I mean, he can easily go back there and play deep. He can easily play up at the line of scrimmage. He's a heck of a player. So it's important that we get everything around him the way we need to get it around him. So and we have some people there that we think are pretty good football players. So they'll do that.
Wayne Bowe's court case was resolved last week. Do you still think there's a chance he could get disciplined by the league?
Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know that. I don't know where that will go. That's not something that I'm privy to till they tell me, right? So I don't have any influence on that.
I know, speaking of Bo, you mentioned after the last thing he wanted to come in a little lighter this year. Can you speak on whether or not he's done that?
You know what? He looked good. I mean, I haven't jumped on the scale with him, but, I mean, he looks – looks pretty good.
Do you have enough weapons around Alex right
Yeah, I think the guys here are good quality players. So, that's.
How much of a leap, Jenkins? I mean, there's another guy that played a lot in that same year. Just what do you see?
Yeah.
From him not coming to camp with you as a person.
Sure. Yeah. No, I think you saw what he can do there, and you saw it again in the playoff game. So he's a capable player. I thought he made big strides last year. I thought he was one of the guys that really made nice strides.
You might say I should just ask George, but Kyle Williams has tweeted he's resigning with you guys. Did you get much of a chance to evaluate him just in general? Like, what do you think about him?
One practice.
Exactly.
Right. One practice, but I saw enough of him when he played before. Yeah, no, he's a good player. He's an exciting player. Quick, fast.
Not more of a slot guy. I mean, can he bounce out too?
He can do both. When he was with us here for that short period of time, that's we were looking at him inside, doing some things there. Yeah.
You say that Travis Kelce's progressing well. Does this mean that he's been medically cleared?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's in that. He's right there. How about if I say it that way?
Okay.
He can do what we're doing right now. Yeah.
How important was it to have him here recuperating here? Learning the playbook and everything.
Well, you can't meet with the guys. See, you can't do anything football. So we're not like this is the first time we can meet with the players. So he hasn't been here learning the playbook. That's not what he's been doing. He's been here rehabbing, and then that's it.
Like last season when he stayed here after the surgery.
That was a big thing. Yeah, once the season was over, then you're done. Until today with the football part.
Andy, how does that change how a team can develop from year to year?
Well, those are the rules you're given. So,
But you worked under the other system.
Yeah, sure. You'd love to have the young guy. You'd love to have the young guys be able to Travis would be an example. The first-year kids, you'd love to be able to do the football things with them now. I mean, or in that dead period, but those are rules you're given, so you work with it.
Do you look at Kyle Williams more as a returner or as a receiver?
I think he can do both. Yeah, I think he can do both.
Couple more.
I like some of the things he can do, as a receiver. I like that.
And these are voluntary workouts, so obviously you'd rather have guys here. And I know you're not going to get into who's here or what, but how much does it concern you if a guy doesn't show up for this?
Well, I think this is how I look at it. It gives people a better opportunity that are already here, right, to do their thing. I mean, that's what I'd tell you about any time someone were to miss. You just open it up, for that next guy to get himself better in what you're doing. So we've been lucky to have pretty good attendance, though. So, that's a good thing.
And the last one for me, Jeff Allen, Donald Stevenson went to Arizona to work out this offseason. Doing the same thing Jeff Schwartz did last year, and Schwartz said he had to help. I'm sure you addressed that. Just what did you think of those two putting in the extra work, going there, working with Jeff? What do you know about Charles?
Yeah. Well, the one thing they did was they stayed here and worked here and got themselves a nice base and then went out to the Charles. And I know the Charles is a player. I mean, I know that part of him. And he's good with the offensive linemen. He played the position and does a nice job with that.
Then we'll go Bob, Dave, Sam, and Steven. Then we're done. Go ahead, Bob.
Given that these off-season rules is almost like the NCAA rule book, is Travis Kelce a receiver? Can he catch passes right now?
Now he can't. With the quarterbacks, he can't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dave.
We still have a couple weeks before the draft. Having it move back so late, does that change the way you approach the offseason now?
From my standpoint, no. Doris is, he gains a couple extra weeks there. The one part that's a bit different is the rookies, unless they're on the quarter system, the rookies can come in before that rookie mini camp and actually get almost two extra weeks in there of work before we ever hit the rookie minicamp. That's a bit different with it being pushed back. So,
last one, Steven.
how do you see Wesley Dressler fitting into this offense, and what are some of the challenges he'll face transitioning back to American football?
Yeah, I've got to see how he does on the field when we have that opportunity with him. He's been an inside slot receiver, and he's been a heck of a player in Canada. I mean, a heck of a player. So one of the top players there. How that translates, I've got to kind of see him do our stuff, have a better feel with that. But he's had a heck of a career in Canada for sure.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. And we'll be